For KUNR News, I'm Michelle Billman. There are close to 1,000 bills currently before the Nevada legislature, and nearly half of them have been introduced in the past 7 days. Many of those new bills came about after legislative leaders extended the deadline for bill introductions. To get the latest from Nevada's capital city, I spoke with political reporter Paul Boger. Welcome, Paul.
Thanks, Michelle.
So what are some of the bills you're keeping an eye on?
We've really got a lot of stuff to look at now. These measures, there are some that would require private employers with a certain number of workers to provide paid sick leave. There's also a measure aimed at restoring prevailing wages for public construction projects. There's a campaign finance measure, bills aimed at allowing former felons to vote, and there's also more gun legislation. So we're not done with that particular issue yet this session.
There were also a few fairly controversial measures that went before a public hearing last week. Can you tell us more about those?
First and foremost, I think we need to talk about AB 325. It's a measure that would essentially eliminate cash bail in the state's criminal justice system, except as a last resort, meaning that most offenders will no longer have to pay a certain amount of money in order to leave jail after an arrest. Instead, judges will have more leeway on what requirements are needed in order to release someone from jail. The bill is getting quite a bit of criticism from the law enforcement community, as well as bail bondsmen across the state. You know, this could effectively put them out of business. Supporters of the measure, though, say bail can often disproportionately affect the poor, who may have to stay in jail for an extended period of time simply because they can't afford the bond, and that the measure would stop the practice of incarceration before trial. There was also a lengthy hearing on a bill that would create a database that would track data about high-interest short-term loans, payday loans, for instance. Senate Bill 201 would require businesses that supply those loans to include info about the loan amount, the fees that those businesses assess, and all interest charged on those loans. This is another one of those controversial bills that led to a fairly lengthy hearing. You know, supporters say that collecting this type of data may help impose new regulations on an industry that they say preys on lower socioeconomic groups. Opponents of the measure, though, which is the industry themselves, which was represented by mostly lobbyists in this particular committee hearing, they say payday loans offer a vital stopgap for emergencies, and they say that imposing this kind of regulation would require a small fee be attached to the loan, which could have a significant impact on interest payments down the line. You know, lastly, though, I want to touch on SB 179. That was presented to the Senate Health and Human Services Committee by Senator Ivana Kinsella of Las Vegas. This would actually officially decriminalize abortions in Nevada, you know, nearly 30 years after voters placed the right into state law. The measure itself also repeals a portion of the of state law that requires that doctors inform patients as to possible emotional side effects of an abortion. You know, I think I'll leave it up to you as to why this particular abortion measure is a bit controversial.
Okay, we'll have to leave it there. Paul, thank you so much.
Thanks, Michelle.
Paul is our senior political reporter, and for KUNR News, I'm Michelle Billman.